today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum and welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us till the end of this episode. This is today's special and we're going to speak about bad language in Islam. Today, Friday, 4th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today and for learning more, this is verse 134 of chapter Al-Imran from the Holy Quran. First we'll listen and then we'll learn.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Alladhina yunfiquna fis sarra'i wad-dharra'i wal-kadhimina al-ghayza wal-'afina 'anin-nas. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin.
Who spend in the cause of Allah during ease and hardship, and who restrain anger and who pardon the people, and Allah loves the doers of good.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Here the first outstanding quality of the pious ones is mentioned, spending. Spending property and wealth, especially both in the state of ease and adversity, is the clearest sign of piety. The third attribute of the pious ones mentioned here is that, and who restrain their anger. The fourth quality they have is that, and pardon the faults of men. Of course, restraining anger is very good, but is singly is not enough because it may not eradicate enmity and grudge from the heart and thought.
Accept my prayer, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahmanu ya Rahim.
The topic of this episode is about bad language in the view of Islam. Unfortunately, on the streets, in official organizations or popular gatherings, one may hear people reviling others, calling them names or scoffing at them. All this happens despite the fact that the Prophet said a believer is never a person who scoffs at others, calls them names, or utters vulgar and obscene phrases. This hadith indicates that slandering people, belittling them, and cursing them are all prohibited acts. A true believer is a decent person who uses polite phrases when he talks. The Holy Quran taught us to use decent phrases. Abu Dhar al-Ghaffari reported that the Prophet said if a person accused another person of depravity or atheism, such an accusation applies to the accuser unless the accused is actually immoral or rejects faith.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the worldly and hereafter consequences of profanity and bad language from the viewpoint of Islam and the Holy Prophet and his successors. The principles given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and espoused by Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam promote unity and harmony among individuals and communities by refraining from profanity and bad language and also embracing respectful language. Contemporary society can foster a more peaceful and compassionate world. Muslims and non-Muslims alike can benefit from self-reflection on their use of language by evaluating the impact of their words on themselves and those around them. Individuals can strive for personal growth and better interpersonal relationships. And the principles of respectful communication can extend to interfaith dialogue as well, where individuals from different religious backgrounds come together to foster understanding and cooperation. So profanity and bad language are strongly discouraged in Islam, as they can have profound consequences in both the worldly and hereafter aspects of life. We have been trying to view these teachings and examples from the conduct of the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. These consequences include strained relationships, a tarnished reputation, moral degradation, negative effects on mental health, impaired communication, accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, hindrance to spiritual growth, and interference with acts of worship. Muslims are encouraged to follow the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his household and strive for respectful and constructive communication, aligning their lives with the noble example set by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. In a world that often values divisive rhetoric, embracing the principles of courtesy, morality, and accountability can lead to personal growth and a more harmonious society, reflecting the timeless wisdom of Islam and his messenger and his household.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, monitor screen time, music, and internet use. 1 minute you're happily jamming to the radio as you drive your 12-year-old daughter to school. Then the next you'll in shock, jaw on the floor as you hear her drop, each lyric, curses and all. This is such a hard reality for so many parents to face, especially at this age when their children are starting to make the transition from childhood to the teenage years. Call it a harsh reality of the times. But our children are exposed to so much more than we ever were at their age, whether it is the lippy sauce from their favorite sitcom character, the M rating on the hottest video game on the market, or the slew of nasty comments littered across social media, there is simply no getting around their exposure to harsh language. The key is to manage it.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life. That often lies, cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Now tell me one way to control my tongue, and the answer: find better company. A man is upon the religion of his best friend, so let one of you look at whom he befriends. What a precious sense. We are most certainly influenced by the company we keep. It's impossible to speak politely when you're surrounded by people who talk harshly. You can let your friends know about your resolution if you prefer not to leave them cold turkey. Making this decision may not be easy, but Allah never leaves you in a lurch, and you will certainly find better friends, inshallah. Keep trying. Be tenacious in your pursuit of self-improvement. The harder you try, the luckier you will get. At a new habit, develop a positive attitude, practice gratitude. The way you look at things changes the things you look at.
Fifth category that you find in the Holy Quran. For example, in Surah An-Nisa, verse 43, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us? Allah says, the one who deliberately, intentionally kills a mu'min, what's his reward? وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. The one who kills a mu'min intentionally, then his punishment, what he deserves, is eternal hellfire. What else? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah becomes angry with him. Number two, Allah sends his la'na on him, and he will have a very painful chastisement. So we see this is a fifth category. A sixth category of people in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of those who break their covenant. They do not fulfill their covenant. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. Because those people, the Bani Israel, they did not fulfill their covenant with their prophets, with Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them, and he made their hearts hard. Qaswatul qalb. This is a sixth category. A seventh category of people in the Holy Quran who deserve the la'na of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have Surah At-Tawbah, verse 68. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْكُفَّارَ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا هِيَ حَسْبُهُمْ وَلَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. Those Allah has promised the hypocrites from the men and the hypocrites from the women and the unbelievers that He will take them to hell. They will dwell there for eternity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His curse on them.
So today we had a beneficial and wonderful program. We learned many things about controlling our tongue. Inshallah, we continue this topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us, and fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.